Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's phone scam time. Gavin, who are we phone scamming today?
We're going to call Nate, and his best friend Marcus is getting ready to turn 30. And he's going to have a murder mystery party.
Hey.
Marcus emailed me to tell me that he loves theater and he loves all that kind of stuff. And he's always wanted to do a murder mystery party. But his best friend, Nate, is the exact opposite of him.
Hmm.
He's always been the jock of the two of them.
Okay.
But he's going to humor him and go to this party anyway. So I thought, well, let's see how far we can push Nate as somebody from the murder mystery company that puts it on before he's like, I don't want to do this party anymore.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nate?
Yep, this is Nate.
Hi, Nate. This is Scott. I'm calling from Whodunit Inc.
Okay.
This is the company that your friend Marcus has chosen for his 30th birthday party. You knew that he was doing a murder mystery dinner party, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we like to do is we like to call all the party attendees ahead of the party, give you your character, tell you what the character should be wearing, and how you should be acting, so that the second that you show up, you are in character, and we'd like you to stay in character the entire time, and that'll just make the experience that much better for everybody, especially Marcus. And you want Marcus to have a good time, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So do you have a pen? Get a pen.
Yeah, hold on.
You're going to want to write all this down.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. The theme that he chose for this murder mystery is called The Streets of Chicago, and it takes place in the 1920s.
Okay.
Your character's name is Pussy Willow Monroe.
All right.
Your character, Pussy Willow, is kind of like a real dirty hooker. Like a real dirty boy.
Oh, a dirty boy hooker?
You're a dirty boy hooker.
Okay.
Okay? And your costume? What? Your costume is going to be a leather collar that is going to have some sort of chain on it. And the chain is important. I can't tell you what it's for yet. But that's kind of part of what we do, is we do a lot of improvising.
Hmm.
Okay, so then all right. Pussy Willow Monroe has a leather collar with a chain. And he also wears pink short shorts.
Okay.
Okay. And how good are you at singing?
Singing? I'm not going to sing. I don't sing.
Oh, that's perfect, because there's a scene where Pussy Willow Monroe tries to sing a love song to one of the characters, and it's terrible. And everybody laughs at him, and everybody kind of like laughs and pours water on him and kind of like hits him a little bit.
No,
and then that's part of why you might be a suspect.
No, but I'm not going to sing.
I want to remind you again that this party is for Marcus, okay?
Yeah, that's great, but I'm not going to sing.
Are you allergic to latex?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you allergic to Vaseline?
I don't think so.
Are you allergic to any root vegetables?
No.
Fantastic. I got to tell you, I think that you're going to be a wonderful Pussy Willow.
Okay.
How do you think dirty boy hookers act? Because I don't feel like
you're
convincing me that you'll be a good boy hooker.
I'll do what I got to do, I guess.
Name for me three things that you think dirty boy hookers did in Chicago in the 20s. Go.
They probably danced around.
There's one.
I don't know. They maybe would drink beer.
No, they would not drink beer. They would probably drink something exotic and beautiful, and they wouldn't drink it. They would have somebody drink it for them and spit it into their mouth.
Well, I mean, we're not doing that either. We're not going to spit anything in my mouth.
Well, so. I'm not saying that that will happen. I'm just saying that that is something that probably that they did back then. Give me one more thing.
I doubt it.
One more thing.
Yeah. They probably like swished around or whatever when, I don't know, already.
Nate, I'm sorry. My name's Gavin. I'm from the Wake Up Call 106.5 The End. And you are a good sport, my friend.
Oh, man, what?
This is a phone scam. Marcus is having a 30th birthday party, and it is going to be a murder mystery thing, but yeah. I don't even know if murder mystery places do this, where they call ahead of time and tell you something. Well, he thought that you'd get a kick out of this, and it sounds like you did, or at least you will now.
No, absolutely. I'm still a little in shock, but all right, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.